朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
Dear brother and sister, the Lord must have just felt about like that.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们的主这个时候大概他的感觉就是像那一个人一样。
He was put in the straitjacket.
因为他在那里是完全被绑起来。
In fact, he himself put himself in the straitjacket.
而事实上，他把他自己放在一个这样的情形底下。
Because he wouldn't release the power.
因为他自己没有，他不愿意在那里将他的能力释放出来。
You know what would happen if he did?
你知道若是他将他的能力释放出来会怎么样吗？
Well, I should say, yes, he indeed did once.
的确他有一次是这样做的。
When Judah, the traitor,
当犹大卖主的人
came with soldiers to take him away.
带了兵丁来让他带走的时候
they asked,
他们来问他
Are you Jesus of Nazareth?
他们问他你是拿撒勒人耶稣吗
He answered, I am.
那个时候他回答我就是
You know, the Jewish people speak a language that's not like English or Chinese.
你知道犹太人在那里说的这个语言那时候是很特别
So it's not like that I said I am.
不像我们这里所说的就是我是
The word Yahweh or the English translation is Lord.
因为在那里他的翻成的就是神自己这个名字
In fact, was four characters or four alphabets of the Hebrew language.
在那里是四个字母。
There was no vowel involved.
那里面没有母音。
So you cannot say it.
所以很不容易说出来，说不出来。
But the meaning of those four alphabets means I am that I am.
在里面说，那他那四个字母的意思就是说我就是那一位，我就是。
So when Jesus revealed who he is,He is the one who is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the one almighty. He is self-existing. He is an eternal one.
所以当那个时候当耶稣这样说了这个话的时候他将他的能力显出来说他就我就是那位自由拥有的那位创造天地的。
People, the soldiers heard him confessing who he is, all stumbled and fell back.
兵丁听到这样的话听到他这样说他自己是就是那个我就是的时候就向后伏倒。
Now, dear brother and sister, imagine this. Did you understand what the Bible recorded?
弟兄姊妹们你们能不能讲了不了解这个时候圣经上所说的是什么
Did the soldiers fall because Jesus' frankness that frightened them?
那些兵丁就这样子跌倒是不是只是因为觉得很奇怪这个耶稣怎么这么大胆就这么样子很坦白的就说他就是呢
You know, imagine the police come to confiscate or to arrest some criminal.
你想象那种就是想象警察若是来抓人的话
They always hold a gun, right?
他们总是有枪的啦。
Say freeze, right?
他们跑来叫你停下来。
They won't fall back when they know they have captured the right person.
他们听到，他们若是知道他们抓到的对的人的话，他们不会向后跌倒。
They are trained to do the job.
因为他们在那里是受了训练要做这样的事情。
And if one police fell,
若是有一个警察跌跤了，跌倒了，也不会所有的人一起都倒。
How could all soldiers fall at the same time?
怎么可能在那个时候所有的兵丁一起倒下来
？Unless they were stricken with the power.
不然除非他们是被一个大的能力击倒。
And what was that power?
那一个能力是什么?
It was a revelation of who he is.
因为在那里就是这个能力就是当他表明他是谁的时候出来的。
Jesus confessed that he is the son of the living God. He is the son, he is God himself.
因为在那里耶稣在那表明他就是那一个永生神的儿子他就是神自己于是这些兵丁就跌倒。
And in order that he may be led captivity, he may be led away.
但是呢为了让他要被他们抓去被他们带走
The second time he said in a different tone,
第二次他再说的时候这个语气不同
I can't imitate him,
我没有办法能够 来学
But I knew when Jesus confessed that he is the great I am the second time,
但是他第二次他在说我就是的时候
he hid his glory,
他把他的荣耀隐藏起来
and the soldiers took him away,
然后兵丁将他带走
So it is possible for Jesus to hide his glory and power and fullness.
因为这实在是可能的，当耶稣他愿意这样子把他的荣耀他的能力隐藏起来的时候，他可以把他收起来。
But we know he did it was a confinement.
但是我们知道他这样做实在是在那里捆绑他自己，在那里约束他自己。
He said I am straitened.
他说他的我在那里心里何等的迫切，他实在受到捆绑。
Now we understand why Jesus said this.
现在我们了解他为什么这样说。
He wants to release himself.
因为他要将他自己释放出来。
He wants to reveal himself.
他也要将他自己彰显出来，显明出来。
He wants to give us this power.
他要将这样的能力给我们。
He wants to give the almighty presence of the Lord to us.
他也将他那个这个神的这个同在的这个大能也给我们。
But he couldn't.
但是他那个时候不能。
The only prophecy could do it was through death.
唯一一个他可以这样做的一个途径就是经过死亡。
Jesus didn't have to die.
耶稣本来不需要死。
We knew he had to die for us because of our sin.
我们知道他是为了我们的罪而死。
But we didn't know he died far more greater important with far more greater importance than this.
但是我们也知道，我们很少知道他这个死是比这个赎罪有更大的作用。
He died so that we may have life.
因为他死了之后，我们能够接受这个生命。
He died that he may relieve himself to us.
当他死的时候，他就将这个能力能够释放出来给我们。
He died so that we can understand.
他这样子死了
the eternal life.
我们才能够了解永生是什么意思。
In fact, Paul did say in later epistles.
的确保罗在后来的书信里面也这样子说。
He said, I'm constrained.
他就说在那里我是受啊、我被激励。
He saying, he remembered that he one died, that all may die, all will die.
他知道在一
人
众人一人死众人众人一人
一人死了众人也都死了。
一人死了众人也都死了。
And if one lived,All live.
Yeah,
all live.
当一人活了，众人也都可以得活。
We live for the love of God.
我们因为是神的爱而能够活下来。
Jesus had to reveal that to us.
耶稣需要将这样的事情向我们显明。
If we understand only salvation, if we understand salvation only as a redemption of sin.
若是我们了解这个得救只是将我们的罪赎去洗去的话。
Then we don't need too many words to describe that single experience. A redeemer would be sufficient for him.
那么我们就不需要对耶稣有更多的了解，因为只要说他是救赎主就够了，这一个字就够了。
Salvation is far more than that.
并不是，因为救恩是比这个远超过这个。
He has given us a life.
他将一个生命给我们
Even his own life.
就是他自己的生命。
Let me repeat it again. He has to do it through the cross.
让我们再一次 再来说，他也只有经过十字架才能做到这件事情。
Cross has done one great thing for God, for Jesus.
十字架为了神 做成了这一件了不起的事。
Cutting his bondage away.
因为这个十字架就把他的这个 straitjacket 上面的这个捆绑剪开了。
All the shackles in the straitjacket was cut loose.
所有这个上面能够捆绑住他的已经通通被解开。
Jesus said, I have a baptism to be baptized.
他说我有一个洗还没有受。
Oh, how I am straitened.
他说我的心是何等的迫切，一直等到他成就。
Can you see that Jesus said it with anticipation and even with joy?
你可不可以想象到当耶稣这样说的时候，他是何等的期望，何等的迫切的期望，也是又带了何等大的喜乐说这样的话。
Wouldn't you say that something far greater important, far more greater important is about to happen?
你能够体会到他当说这个话的时候有更大的事情要发生。
Oh, only we wish, only we understand his heart even more.
我们只希望这个时候我们更能了解他的心。
But Jesus was led away withThe poundage.
但是耶稣就在这样的一个束缚里头，他被人带走。
Did the disciples understand that?
这些门徒那个时候了解不了解呢？
They didn't.
那个时候不了解。
But they soon did.
但是后来他们就晓得了。
When Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣死在十字架的时候。
The natural man in the disciples.
在这些门徒里面，这个天然的生命。
Felt frustrated.
感觉到非常的难过。
Powerless.
他发现到毫无能力
Aimless,
也发现没有再没有定向
lifeless,
也没有生命
they didn't know what to do.
因为他们不知道该怎么办
they, in a sense, also died with Jesus.
所以在有一方面来讲他们也跟耶稣一起都死了
But the Lord gave them a specific command.
但是主在那时候给他们一个特别的命令。
He wants them to gather in Jerusalem.
叫他们在耶路撒冷集合聚集在那里祷告。
Let's use some imagination and pray with those disciples.
所以我们想想看, 我们能用一点点我们的想象力, 让我们跟那些门徒们一起在那里祷告。
Peter might start praying as he always did.
彼得可能在那里第一个先开口先祷告, 因为他常常是抢先的。
He always did that, didn't he?
他常常这样在前面往前闯的。
And Peter might have said this, Jesus, Lord, forgive us.
彼得那时候可能说,耶稣主啊,请你原谅我们。
Indeed, he was sorry for a long time after he gave up his faith in Jesus' resurrection.
的确, 他在有一段时候里头,他对主耶稣复活实在是他没有信心。
And he denied the Lord three times.
而且他有三次不认主。
But when he regained his faith,
当他在得回他的信心的时候,
didn't the Lord want him to help his brothers?
主不是这样吩咐他,叫他回过头来,就要兼顾他的弟兄吗?
It was a natural ability Peter had.
所以彼得照着他天然的能力,
he might pray like this.
他可能这样子祷告,
Father, Lord, I already confessed my sins.
说主啊,我已经将我的罪向你悔改我的罪。
I have already come back to you.
我已经回到你面前。
Now I have to straighten my friend and my brothers and friends.
那么现在呢,我要把我的朋友们把他搞对了。
I would encourage them.
我要来鼓励他们。
I would tell them what you have done, you have taught them to do.
我要告诉他们你叫他们该做什么事。
But I wonder whether other disciples would listen to that.
但是我怀疑这个时候别的门徒会不会这样听他。
They might snicker in their heart. Yeah, Peter, yeah, right, right. But how do you do that? How do you encourage?
他们也许在心里面在那里暗笑说是啊是啊你说的都不错可是你怎么样鼓励法呢?
Everything you said was right.
因为每件事情你说的都对。
But you yourself, look at yourself.
可是你看你自己什么样子?
Didn't you go fishing leading us to fish?
你不是后来就带着我们一起去打鱼去了吗?
Didn't Jesus ask you whether you love him or not?
记不记得耶稣那时候还问你你爱不爱他?
You can't say straight saying that you love him.
你都没有办法正面回答他。
It was only after the third time Jesus after repeated plea that you did say timidly that I love.
一直到等到耶稣这样子问你三次，逼问你三次，你才很没有办法就回答说是啊，我爱你。
Dear brothers and sisters, those days after Jesus resurrected.
我想在那个当耶稣复活之后的那些日子里
was meant to straighten the disciples out.
在那里就是要将这些门徒们将他们纠正过来。
I think there are a lot of confusion with the disciples.
我相信在那时候门徒中间一定有很多很多的搞不清的事。
When they answered Jesus, yes, we have a baptism. You want to be baptized with that baptism? We will too.
所以他们也记得他们所说，你要受那个洗，我们也要受那个洗。
Jesus says, "Are ye able?" In the book of Matthew, says, "Where are ye able?"
但是他那里问说，你们能吗？
Are ye able?
你们能吗？
And those disciples, the dreamers, saying, "Yes, we are able."
那么那些门徒，那些糊里糊涂的人就说，是啊，是啊，我们也可以呀。
I wonder some of you know the song, "Are ye able?" Said the master.
我不晓得各位对那首诗歌熟不熟？
And the second stanza says, "We are able," said the dreamer.
第二节里面就说，是的，我们能够，那些做梦的人怎么说？
They didn't know who they are.
因为他们不知道他们自己是谁，也不知道他们能做什么。
This is exactly the situation the disciples are in before the power of the Holy Spirit fell on them.
这个就是在圣灵的能力降到这些门徒之上的之前，他们的情形。
But remember, they have to go through that.
但是记得吗？他们也要经过死亡。
They have to suffer the suffer Jesus suffered.
他们也要受那耶稣所受过的苦。
So that they may die with him.
这样他们才能与耶稣同死。
They may find no hope in them.
他们就发现在他们里面一点盼望，一点希望都没有。
But there was resurrection after death.
但是在那里，在死亡之后有复活。
The old school of preachers always tell us it was blood before the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们这些老前辈们总是说，在圣灵的膏抹以前，一定要先有血。
Death. Before life.
也只有在死亡之后才有生命。
Emptiness before fullness.
只有在完全的倒空之后才有充满。
In my 20 some odd years of Christians, I never fully understood that.
在我做了基督徒20多年中间，我实在是不能完全了解。
But I'm approximating it.
但是我也在那里 慢慢的渐进了解。
Because I'm suffering and I'm dying a little bit every day.
因为我每天所经过的苦跟经过的死，一天一天的经过一点点。但是总是在死亡之后有复活。
Jesus had to be baptized before the disciples can be baptized.
耶稣必须在门徒受洗之前，他先受这个洗。
And he already did.
而他已经受了这个洗。
Could we be far behind?
我们是不是要 很远很远的在后面跟呢？
Dear brother and sister, let me challenge you. How many of you feel frustrated?
弟兄姊妹们，有多少人在那里觉得心里甚至觉得很为难，很作难？
How many of you believe that the church should be a lot better?
有多少人在那里感觉到我们教会应该是比现在好很多？
We should have more power in preaching the gospel.
我们应该有更大的能力在那里传福音。
God has given us a message, and we know what it is.
神已经将这样的信息给我们，我们都了解。
We need power.
我们需要能力。
Dear brothers and sisters, how many of you are frustrated?
弟兄姊妹们，有多少人是这样子在这里觉得这样子难过？
I am.
我是这样子。
Let me encourage fellow frustrators.
但是我来这里向这些你们也都这样觉得难过的人来给你们一点鼓励。
Take courage.
在这里你们要刚强壮胆。
Because the Lord is only preparing us.For that baptism that is to be come.
因为神在这里要给我们，就是预备我们来接受这一个洗。
Dear brother and sister, if the disciples have not gone through those sufferings,
若是这些门徒们没有经过那样的受苦
，and pray,
而真正的祷告
，there will be no Holy Spirit coming.
圣灵就不会降下来。
Today, too many people are receiving an easy baptism.
今天很多人在那里接受的洗就是轻松平凡，很容易。
Maybe it is because someone suffered for them.
也许有些人已经为他们受了苦。
And because those sufferers,
也许那些受苦的人
because those who are willing to be treated by God in dealing with death,
也许那些人是实在是愿意 为神受神的对付而在那里死亡
has brought down blessing for other people.
而带下了祝福分给别人。
Since no one would suffer for us,
现在既然没有人要为我们受这样的苦
The Lord sees us fit that we can suffer for his sake.
那么神在这时候看我们配受在这里来受跟他一样的苦
You know, you say what kind of suffering?
你说是什么样的苦呢
We are not suffering because of our sin.
我们不是因为我们的罪在这里受苦
We are suffering for his laboring pain.
我们在这里是叫他生产之苦在这里受这样的苦
But we know the Lord could prevail.
但是我们知道神还是得胜
He is able to pour down his Holy Spirit anytime
他可以随时可以将他的圣灵浇灌下来
But we have to be prepared
但是我们要先就准备好
Dear brother and sister, are you suffering?
弟兄姊妹们你们现在是不是这样在受苦呢
Am I preaching the right message to you today?
我今天在这里所讲的是不是正是你要听到的呢
I believe our audience is mature to understand
我相信我们这里弟兄姊妹们都是很成熟能了解这一个
Praise God for Jesus who died for us on the cross
感谢赞美主因为他在十字架上受死
We didn't take that lightly
我们在那里不轻忽这样的救恩
We want to follow him too
我们也要跟随他
And with the work of death on us,
像当死亡在我们身上这样发动的时候
we are not doing anything for ourselves.
我们就不再为自己做什么
we are not living for ourselves.
我们也不再为自己而活
we are willing to suffer for Christ's sake.
我们就愿意为了主而来受苦
we minister to people without our own glory.
我们在那里我们来服侍别人而不求自己的荣耀
we do things in the way hidden before man.
我们就在那里做隐藏的工作在人面前不宣扬
The Lord knows.
神知道
Even our young people have gone through a lot of suffering.
甚至我们的年轻的弟兄姊妹们也受到了很多的苦
They understand.
但是他们心里了解
They were kept strong in the Lord.
因为他们在主里面会更坚强起来
They've seen a lot of people coming and going.
他们在那里看到了很多人来人往
They have seen a lot of things up and down.
看到很多起起伏伏的事在教会里面。
Different ministers up and down.
他们甚至看到不同的传道人在那里起起伏伏的。
But they know they're not serving any people, but they're serving God himself.
但是他们知道他们在那里不是服侍哪些人，而是在那里服侍神自己。
Serving Jesus who he is.
是在那里服侍耶稣。
Let me tell you, the Lord will find great joy in seeing a group of people knowing his will.
主在那里知道有一批人在那里实在是能了解他的心意主是非常非常的喜悦
And he is only preparing us.
他只是在那里预备我们
Last time I remember I believe you still remember what we said about John's baptism
我相信我们大家也许还记得，我们说到约翰的洗的时候。
Those who received John's baptism is true repentance.
那些接受了约翰洗的人，是那些真心悔改的人。
Reckons Jesus as the righteous one.
在那里，他的就承认耶稣是那一个真正公义的人。
And reckons Jesus and His way to be the right way.
也在那里承认耶稣的这个道路是一个唯一正确的道路。
Now, that's what water baptism did for us.
那一个是水的洗在这里给我们做成的。
John the Baptist is preparing a people fit for the Lord.
而在那里，约翰就是在那里预备一群人，是在那里为着主预备好的。
Are we those people?
我们是那一群人吗？我们是不是这一群人已经为了主预备好的呢？
Are we willing to give all our life to him?
我们愿意不愿意将我们整个人整个生命都献给神？
Are we willing to live for him, to live for him?
我们愿不愿意为他而活？
Are we willing to die?
我们愿不愿意为他而死？
I'm not talking about a very vague idea of martyrdom.
我并不是在那里说一个很模模糊糊的一个这种寻道者的这种心思。
For we already understand what death means in spiritual realm.
因为我们已经知道在属灵的境界里面这个死亡表示什么。
It means the cross.
表示十字架。
It means denying yourself.
表示自己在这里弃绝自己。
Exactly what the Lord said, pick up your cross and follow me.
正如主所说的，要将背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Are we being prepared for that?
我们是不是这样预备好了呢？
Praise God, the world has nothing to do with us.
感谢赞美主，这世界跟我们毫无关系。
The Lord is providing to make a living in the world.
神的确也借着这个世上给我们有一个生活。
But our hearts are for the Lord.
但是我们的心是为了神的。
Let me tell you, brother and sister, if you live that way,
弟兄姊妹，若是你是这样子活着的，
you will be frustrated.
你会觉得很受捆绑。
I don't believe in these is an easy life.
我不相信那个是一个很轻松自然自由的日子。
You will feel what Jesus feels straight.
你的感觉会跟耶稣一样在那里受到捆绑。
But praise God if Jesus said he has to receive that baptism so that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢赞美主，因为他受了那样的洗，我们可以接受到圣灵。
We will.
我们就会。
And we will pray that he will send the Holy Spirit down to us quickly.
我们就要祷告，他要很快的将圣灵降下来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
For your willingness to die.
因为你愿意死。
You didn't have to die.
你本来不需要死。
But if you keep your life whole.
但是当你的生命这样子保全的时候。
Then we cannot live.
我们就不能活了。
Lord Jesus, thank you for saying that you have a baptism to be baptized.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你说你有一个洗还没有受。
And we understand that.
我们也了解。
We rejoice.
我们就感欢心赞美
for you're willing to die for us on the cross.
因为你是为了我们你甘心愿意死在十字架上
And that's not only for our sins,
这不光只是为了我们的罪
but for the release of the Holy Spirit.
而是要让圣灵能够释放出来
Indeed, when you died on the cross, before you died, you asked the Father.
在你死之前你曾经问要求天父
Send the Holy Spirit, send the Comforter.
将圣灵赐下将那个保惠师赐下来
But you also tell the disciples, if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit will not come.
但是你也同时也告诉门徒，我若不去，保惠师就不会下来。
The disciples may not understand that you go through cross.
门徒可能不了解，你是要经过十字架。
But they went through death when you went through cross.
但是他们，当你经过十字架死亡的时候，
他们也
死了。
So that they pray in frustration and in great earnestness.
所以他们在那里就祷告，在这个痛苦难过中间祷告。
Until the Holy Spirit comes.
一直等到圣灵降下。
Father, we thank.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
And the rest was the church history, a great revival.
接下来的就变成是教会的复兴，大大的复兴降下。
The rest was the history we all are a part of it.
剩下来的就是这个我们也参加的这一段历史。
Praise you, Jesus.
赞美主
for sending the Holy Spirit to your church.
因为将你的圣灵赐给教会
that we are baptized, we shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们就要在圣灵里接受这圣灵的洗
and receive power.
我们就要接受到能力
and receive power.
而接受能力
and that we may preach the gospel far and near.
然后我们就可以向外传福音。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听。也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。